You're listening to the BBC World Service, still to come on the newsroom.
It's been the home of 20th Century Fox UK since 1938. What is presently proposed is grossly oversized, and architecturally it doesn't relate to the character, appearance and significance of this part of the conservation area.
The landmark building under threat in the heart of London. First, here's Jerry with the headlines. Now, every big city has to try to marry the needs of development with the preservation of the historic, and London is no exception. An iconic building in Soho, in the heart of the city, is facing possible demolition. The 20th century Fox complex has stood as the studio's UK headquarters since it was built in the 1930s, but it could soon be torn down, as Farhana Dawood reports.
The 20th Century Fox jingle, made during the company's heyday and a reminder of the golden age of cinema. Now following a billion-dollar takeover by Disney earlier this year, London's 20th Century House, Fox's former UK headquarters, is under threat. The building stands in a corner of Soho Square. It was built in 1937 and opened a year later in a ceremony attended by screen and music hall legend Gracie Fields.
You want to follow me in? I'm on top. I think I'm going to top of the building.
Paul Velluet is an architect who's helping the Soho Society get the building listed and protected.
It has special qualities in that it's been the home of 20th Century Fox UK since 1938. No other organisation has occupied it, and the good and the great came here to watch previews of the film before general release. The film preview cinemas are still in place, and a series of boardrooms survive, all of particular interest historically and architecturally. And in terms of the exterior of the building, it fits in very comfortably with the interwar Georgian Revival buildings around here. And what is presently proposed is grossly oversized, and architecturally it doesn't relate to the character, appearance and significance of this part of the conservation area.
The freeholder of the site, Royal London, declined to be interviewed but issued a statement which said the development would bring significant long-term benefits to Soho, including the creation of a new landscape public space and walking route. Royal London understands there is a significant interest in the development and is engaging with the local community to ensure the proposal is of the highest architectural quality and sits comfortably with its surroundings, including Soho Square. Westminster Council will make a decision on the proposal in the coming weeks.
Farhana Dawood reporting there. Back now to Kashmir and an altercation.